This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
David McCarthy, otherwise known as Macca, Mark Hawthorne, Chief Commissioner Graham Ashton, Chief Commissioner Victoria Police, Janet Jukes and Michael Gordon. We're going to talk about the relationship between the Victoria Police and our community, but 20 years ago, a reference group was formed of leaders of our community with Victoria Police. It's the 20th anniversary of that. So I'd like to thank Graham for hanging around and Janet Jukes and Michael Gordon. Welcome. Who wants to kick off? Michael?
Well, thank you. And in fact, it was a joint committee of the Victoria Police and the Equal Opportunity Commission at the time.
Correct, yeah.
And I was one of the commission members responsible for gay and lesbian issues. We only had G&L in those days. We hadn't got the full LGBTI plus. But we approached Victoria Police after a number of events at the time, including a major sexual harassment case, and of course the Tasty raid, I think, was around that time as well, and said, look, we're here to help, what can we do? And out of those discussions arose the creation of a joint committee dealing with LGBTI issues, as it turned out to be, and a number of initiatives developed out of it.
Janet?
Well, I was together with Jamie Gardner, who I really do need to acknowledge as a stalwart in
warrior,
I think, yes, in this area. But Jamie Gardner and I were the community representatives. I think I referred to myself as a token community, but it was anything but token, really, from the Equal Opportunity Commission. And I was invited, I think, because at the time I was the co-convener of the Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby. Jamie had been doing a whole lot of work with the commission, later became a commissioner. On the Equal Opportunity Commission at the time. So, and we were really motivated off the back of the Tasty raids. I mean, I think that we really need to acknowledge that as a watershed moment for both Victoria Police but also for the LGBTIQ community. And we were motivated to put some time and effort in to building those relationships and seeing some real material change.
So all three of you, 20 years is a long time, in a police force, it's a long time. In a community, it's a long time. Where we started and where we are now, Graham, you acknowledge we've made great strides. There's still a lot of work to do. There is, a pretty robust relationship between our community and Victoria Police, and the fact that you're here says something. I couldn't have imagined Mick Miller, actually. Coming on.
I reckon he would have surprised you.
He would have? Okay. But all three of you, you know, that 20-year journey, has it been a good journey? Has it been, it has been productive, but what more needs to be done?
I have to say it started slowly. I think, I describe those initial PAG meetings, I think we probably had about a year and a half of what I would describe as first meetings.
Yes.
And I think my personal goal was just to get the senior members of the police force there to say the word lesbian, which did take a little while. And I think that what that showed me was the importance of building those relationships, taking that time and really staying there, not writing people off, but seeing that there's a lot of really good people who just need to understand what we were experiencing and what we needed to see change, and then get on board to that project. And once they did, I think it was a bit like a wave breaking. I remember sitting on the interview panel for the first GLOW.
Yes.
We had the opportunity. We attended a couple of graduation ceremonies at the academy, which was really quite interesting from our experience. We We got to participate in training and then rolled out a whole program of training around cultural competence training for a whole lot of people, and particularly new recruits. And there were a whole lot of other initiatives that happened. So once those relationships were established, then they really did, you know, the commitment was there.
I was going to say, Michael, I mean, just look at where we are now. And one of our listeners has pointed out that Tasty wasn't the only raid. That we've come from a place where there were multiple raids. It was a real cultural situation that was quite ugly at the time. Mm. If I say to you, from those early first dates or meetings, as Janet has put it, you're now sitting in this studio with the police commissioner who is, you know, on the verge of celebrating 20 years of this. We have. What's your reaction to that?
Oh, look, I think we've come a long way. So from an initial point where the commission approached Victoria Police, who were reluctant to admit that there was a problem, very quickly, once the committee got going and there was a lot of sharing of information and a lot of issues put on the table, it moved fairly quickly. I think when Christine Nixon came along with her experience in New South Wales, particularly with the community up there, that sort of was another step forward in a lot of issues. And very quickly, I mean, I conducted some of the training out of the academy. There was a lot more talk. Clearly, there were a lot more gay and lesbian police officers in the police force than the police force knew or acknowledged. And I think they were reluctant to come out at the time, but that slowly changed as well. 20 years on, I think we're sort of light years from where we started, and I think that's really good. Now, is there more to be done? Yes, of course there is. All organisations have. Victoria Police have been very brave through Ken Lay and through Graham in having Equal Opportunity Commission currently do reviews, particularly in relation to gender issues, and that has identified some of the work that still needs to be done. But look, I think there's a commitment from Victoria Police to keep moving forward. We need a police force that reflects the whole community, and only when you reflect the whole community can you properly police it in the way that we would all expect.
And I think the other thing I'd just like to add is that commitment we've seen from the top, and that's, you know, we can't underestimate how valuable that is. So we really do appreciate the Chief Commissioner here today and the efforts over the last 20 years.
So, Graham, when you look back, you know, the journey that you've had, and you've talked about, you know, before you leave the role next year, are there any sort of personal anecdotes, you know, of officers from our community that, you know, have given you feedback about the process and how the police have changed? Because I think for those officers, just as it's been difficult for our community to engage the police, for officers from our community, you know, to come out as members of the police force, do you have any, you know, any feedback you can, or any, you know, anecdotes you can tell us from that?
Well, certainly I've heard many anecdotes, and as I indicated before, even just recently we've been just refreshing those conversations a bit and having those experiences resurfaced, I guess, has just brought them into my frame of reference even more starkly again. And yeah, plenty of examples where members being mistreated by other members simply on the basis of their sexuality, and that... and some of those samples are just ridiculous when you think about them in today's context. It's just remarkable. And I probably won't identify those members by going into that too deeply, but plenty of examples of that. excuse me. And I think probably from my own, when I think about this as well, from my own perspective, being a young person in my 20s, I didn't properly appreciate LGBTI community either as a young person, because in my younger years, you know, I didn't have an understanding of the issues that were faced by community. And I think it's been a process, I think, as I've gotten older, of understanding that better and having friends and close friends in the community, you know, and having those friendships has helped to shape my thinking. And I think that everyone in the force, if you go from that young age, can go through a similar evolution of experience and understanding and growth. And I think the more we can do in training to sort of assist that process, fast track it, get people to understand and be more aware, is a good thing, because it'll enable them to understand broader community and the issues in community better by having that assisted training and education. And I think that's a really important part of this.
Well, I've been a keen observer of this journey in Victoria Police, And also, I might say, a similar journey in Ambulance Victoria. Ambulance Victoria and Victoria Police have really set the benchmark here. There are some other areas of emergency services that I think can do some better work. But Victoria Police and Ambulance Victoria have. It's never easy being Chief Commissioner Graham. When you retire, what are you going to do? You going to make shortbreads?
Well, I don't think I'll compete with your shortbreads, Mac. I had one this morning, and they're pretty good quality. So I don't think I'll compete with that. No, I'll do some more barbecuing. I do like barbecuing, and even compete in barbecue competitions. So I'll probably broaden that activity and do a bit more fishing, probably.
Well, you're welcome to come in here and co-host.
Okay.
There you go, and we can we'll get probably won't get your successor in, but you know, we can put the mocker on someone else.
Yeah, I'd be happy to take up any invitation of that nature to be a casual attendant. That'd be good.
Fantastic. Now, Janet, final words, final observations, the past, the future. What do you reckon?
I'm just reading some of the SMSs.
Yes.
And I think probably I do want to acknowledge that that over those dark years, a lot of harms were a lot of harms had happened. People's lives were changed, and I think that what we're seeing now is the police force recognising that, and the Chief Commissioner recognising that. We know that happened. So I think the comments around Tasty, we know there were lots of raids. There was lots of people who were entrapped in beats. They were arrested for laws that are no longer laws and were they're wrong laws. So I just want to acknowledge that quickly, just to make sure that the listeners know that. But also, I think I've got a lot of optimism for the future. I think a huge amount of work has happened in a huge amount. When I look back, I remember, I think it was a minister for police who said that there was no place in Victoria Police for gay men and lesbians.
Yeah.
And 20 years later, here we are with the Chief Commissioner and Joy, agreeing to come back as a casual host from time to time. And, you know, that's just amazing. So I think we should celebrate this moment and look forward.
Michael?
I think it's fantastic you called out Ambulance Victoria, because I'm also a board member of Ambulance Victoria at the moment, and the current chair is, of course, Ken Lay.
Yes.
So great to see Ambulance Victoria, Victoria Police dealing with these issues. Perhaps if we can get the fire brigade involved at some stage, that'd be terrific as well, to get the trio. But look, I mean, 20 years ago, the world was a different place as well. So it's not just Victoria Police that was in a different place. The world was in a different place. I remember when the Equal Opportunity Act was changed, and we as commission members had to front up a parliament to try and convince parliament that bringing in sexuality as an issue within the act was a challenge for parliament.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're talking about very different times and a lot of harm done. And I agree with Janet that, you know, it's great to be where we are now, but the job is not yet done either. Yeah. So more to do.
So next week is the 20th anniversary. Graham said there's a few things planned. We'll see what pans out next week. Look, I want to thank all three of you for coming in this morning. It's an honour, you know, to have you three here who've done so much work in this area. It really is. They've been long, hard yards. The job's never done. But I feel optimistic. We only get, you know, progress by challenging the norm and standing up for what we believe in, and you all do that, and I admire that. It's never easy. So, Graham Ashton, Chief Commissioner, thank you.
Thanks, Becca.
And I'll share my shortbread recipe with you.
That'll be appreciated, thank you.
Michael Gordon, Janet Dukes, thank you for your work. It's made a difference. It continues to make a difference. Being a warrior, it's fun, but it's not easy. So all three of you, thank you.
Thanks.
Aww, thanks, thank you.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.